Good morning, Karma.
Good morning.
We are in International House, and I heard about the interesting idea you and your husband had.
Well, we actually didn't have the idea. Manu, the caretaker of the International House, had this idea, and he offered it us. He offered it to work with him on that.
So it's what's going to be?
It has to do with musical instruments and a new building that it's being built here at the International House. And the idea is to make a musical wall, in fact. You know, a wall inside the building where you can go and play music.
That's going to be inside the building?
Right. At the lobby of the dormitories, the several bedrooms.
It's going to be a musical wall.
Yeah.
You were here for what, 1 month, 2 months?
Yeah, we came here to stay like 2 months and a half, and we wanted to volunteer somewhere to get to know Orville better. So we went to Savi, the volunteer organization, and we ended up here because they were looking for someone who could work with instruments and with carpentry. So since Leonardo, my husband, he's both a carpenter and musician, it was the perfect match.
You are a musician too?
No. I just enjoy music myself. No, I'm a writer. I write. I was also invited to do a follow-up of this musical wall project.
So insofar, Leonardo made some instruments, correct?
Yeah, the idea suggested by Manu was to use waste material or recycled material to do these musical instruments, with bearing in mind that they would be in a wall, which is quite kind of a weird idea, but really interesting idea.
So all the instruments are fixed in that wall?
Yeah, they will be, some of them just anchored to the wall, some of them are sticking out of the wall, some of them are half inside the wall and just a part of it sticking out of the wall, so it's going to be a kind of interesting installation.
How big this wall is going to be?
The wall, I think it's, I don't know the exact measure of it, but I think it's like 3 meters by, it's a corner, in fact. Yeah. So it will be like 2 meters high or 2 meters and a half high and 3 meters long, yeah.
It would be approachable from the both sides?
No, just from one side. Yeah, because the outside of the wall would be the exterior of the building.
So you could see from the outside?
Not really, you need to be inside. See, you'll go inside the room or the lobby. That's going to be like a
lobby.
Yeah, a lobby. And there you will see the instruments. You know, from the outside, you're just going to see the building itself, which is going to be very interesting also, because it's made with many recycled materials and new ideas they've had here at the International House. So the musical wall, it was part of this laboratory they have here.
How many instruments Leonardo planned for that wall? He had free hands to choose how many and what?
He was given a lot of freedom to just see what came out. But up to now, he's made like 5 instruments, and his last one, he's working on it. It's a very ambitious project because it's more specific, and it's a string instrument, which is harder to build and harder. He's had really interesting ideas about movement and colors, wanting to integrate all that. So it's taking him longer.
But he will finish before you go?
We hope so. Yeah. He's been really busy and he's working hard. And I think he'll finish it by Saturday. Now the construction is already, they are already building the concrete columns of the first floor, and these instruments are supposed to be in the second floor. So I think by 3 months maybe, the structure of the building will be ready to install all these instruments.
You just came to volunteer in Orville?
Right.
Where did you hear about it?
About Oroville?
Mm-hmm.
We heard about it for the first time like 3 years ago. Some friend just came here. She was touring around India and ended up here and just mentioned the name, and we looked it up on the internet and said, wow, it looks like an interesting place, but we forgot about it. And all of a sudden, we organized this trip to India, also to volunteer in an ashram in the north. But we bought our tickets and everything. And then when we, like 2 months before coming, that project over there in the north didn't work out. And at the same time, people start again talking to us about Oroville. You know, one friend, oh yeah, I've got a friend in Oroville. And my mother knew a woman whose son lives here in Oroville, so we just went to visit her. And, you know, many inputs about Oroville. So we just said, maybe we should go there and check what's all this about. So that's how we ended up here, in fact.
After 2.5 months, what do you think about it?
Oh, well, we've really felt like home. That's the truth. Yeah, we...
Why?
Since the day we came, like, many doors have been opening for us. Like, things that we had always wanted to do. You know, like, Leonardo, like, doing something with music, really interesting things with music and different things with music. You know, the second week he was already in Svaram playing flute with them, you know, and then we had this offer here from the International House. And see, I also write poetry and I like writing, so, but I've never shown it to anybody. And here they offer me to write a blog and to feel free also to write poetry or whatever I felt. So it was like, oh, like life is offering us many things that we had been looking for. Yeah, and we've met a lot of people also. And yeah, we really felt like, we really feel like we're living here already a little bit, because we have this routine, you know, working. And so, yeah, it's been really, really an interesting and really rich experience.
But I think it does make sense to volunteer around here.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely think that volunteering, it's a really good way to really get to know what Oroville is. And otherwise, you are kind of in the periphery or
superficial,
yeah. So, you know, we have, because of Leonardo's instruments, we had to go several places to find materials, you know, and to, that helps you get involved in and get to know different places. I've been also working here in the International House, helping with the garden. So I've been visiting the several nurseries here in Oroville. And I wouldn't have done that if I just came as a guest, you know.
Sure.
So
what about our villains?
See, yesterday we met this Oroville at the solar kitchen. And she was asking us the same question, huh? What do you feel about Oroville? And we have heard so many things when we came, you know, that some of them are really serious, they are not very open. And the thing is that we didn't meet those people if they really exist.
Good one.
Because, yeah, we felt people very welcoming. And of course they have their lives and they have their own issues, but that's everywhere. That's like this everywhere. So, no, we felt really comfortable.
That's
and,
good.
Yeah.
Will you come back?
Yeah, I think so.
Good morning, Manu.
Good morning.
What you can tell me about this project of Musical Wall?
Oh yes, this was it was almost like a, you know, dream that we had till we met Leonardo and Karma. We had started thinking about this a while back, almost a year back, when the first ideas of the building were drawn up and revised.
So just, excuse me, that's about the building American Pavilion or Student Dormitory or what?
The extension, the completion of the International House. It's now called the International House, and it's the purpose of the building is to actually make a larger space where a full student group can stay. You know, typically groups tend to, who stay here, have to share facilities in many other places, so that, you know, and it doesn't really work like a community then. So we want groups that come to stay here with, along with their professors, and, you know, and also we want to offer it not just to groups. So when a group is staying, normally it's fully packed. So we want the space to have a little bit of room for people like Leonardo and Karma. So
still more flexibility, yeah?
Yeah, so there could be more of a community, more of an interaction with them. So that was the purpose of making this second building. And we wanted it to be also a lively interaction. So music is a natural, you know, natural healthy background for healthy interaction. You know, it's going to be like two corners of one hall, you know. So so there'll be two walls, one floor, and possibly a part of the roof, you know. So you could have a little box, you know, at the corner of the hall. There could be two such things. So if there are two players, they could actually do what you, in India, what you call jugalbandi, you know. Mm-hmm. Jugalbandi is when one player, like in Chalaparta, so you have one player playing a particular rhythm, the other tries to, you know, complement it. So one player on one end of the hall playing a rhythm on the walls and the floor and the roof, and the other player, the other end of the hall, can complement it. So they could create a harmonic progression which could end up in a composition. So you never know.
But I'm still a little bit confused. She said it's going to be open from one side but not from the other, yeah?
It's like a long hall, mm-hmm. and then the long hall has four corners, right? Mm-hmm. So we take two corners, which means each corner would have two walls.
So there are going to be two music walls?
Well, there will be four, technically speaking. Small patches, you know, four small patches.
Uh-huh.
And then at the corner, there would be a small patch of floor also, you know. And there would be a patch of roof. So all of it could be background for the, you know, for the instruments. And even the wall could be made with something that sounds nice, you know, like... even a wooden box, which, you know, you can
just knock on it,
yeah, you can knock on it and you can make music, you know. It doesn't have to be concrete or brick or anything, you know. So just that patch at least. So we have two walls, a floor and a roof, and two corners. So then mm-hmm. two people can actually make a composition with just playing with the building.
Were the instruments you suggested, or he had a free hands?
No, actually, he, when the first time I met them, and Leonardo, I got this feeling that he's extremely open and creative and thinking out of the box. So I just, you know, told him, you imagine that you don't have any restrictions and just, you know, make some concept sketches of whatever you feel like. So he took his notebook and he, I think in just a few days, couple of days, he made a series of sketches. Then we had a meeting with Aurelio where we discussed it, because Aurelio is probably the most experienced person around designing musical instruments. So we met him and we shared these concept sketches with him. Then he had some ideas and to support and complement. And that's where we built this relationship with Swaram, and it's still now worked quite well, actually. It's been a great experience.
So in all, how many instruments is going to be built in the wall?
We don't have a number yet.
Not yet?
Hopefully, we are you know, hoping that more people will take it up, like the people who come to stay. There might be more Leonardos who would want to add to the collection, you know. And then the building is such that the walls are very pliable, as in, we can always make modifications, and you know, the collection grows, so you have the probably the whole hall can have you know.
No, suddenly have a four box of instruments.
At the moment, we're just looking at two corners, which is what we can, you know, practically do.
So we were thinking also to have a jam sessions on this wall.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Gathering.
That'll be nice. I don't think we, you know, the whole idea is that, you know, in the day-to-day living, one could informally interact with music rather than, you know, do performances. So, of course, if it comes to that, you know, if people make compositions out of it, and why not, you know. But then, that I don't see immediately happening. And it totally depends on the people who are staying in this.
The project
place.
Is living thing, yeah?
Yeah.
It's growing and evolving.
I think one of the things that we've also discussed is to have musical railings for the staircase going up to the upper floors, and to have musical railings for the meeting hall. So the idea is, as you're walking up, your, you know, hands are strumming on the railing. So it could be strings, it could be, you know, hollow tubes or hollow bamboo or whatever. And if you have a, you know, and the meeting hall is up at the third floor, and whatever railing we have, if it will be against a stronger wind. So at level, yeah, one could expect some wind interaction also. But I'm not an expert in this, so, you know, I would leave it to Aurelio and Leonardo and, you know, others to design such a thing, if it's feasible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Leonardo.
Hello.
What are you doing in Aurelio?
Oh, living now. I work like a volunteer for International House. And the project is connecting with Svaran, because in International House are building a new wheel, building. And in this building we'll have two walls. These walls have instruments inside, music instruments. Then I make the instruments in Svaran. After, when the building is ready, they or I don't know if I stay here in this moment, then put the instruments in the wall.
What kind of instruments gonna be? You are making those instruments, yes?
Yes, different instruments. I make one long didgeridoo. This didgeridoo will stay inside the wall. Then you will can't see. You won't see the didgeridoo, but one side go out the wall and connect it with the blue barrel, big blue barrel. Then the people will come inside the barrel and hear the didgeridoo. The other side go out and run people. The didgeridoo perhaps 3 meters longer. Then the people come into the barrel and don't see nothing.
But they hear on the field.
Yes.
And other instruments?
With PVC tubes, we make it four tubes, tuning different notes, and we make it two,
like a giant xylophone.
It's difficult, like a racket ping pong, similar, and then with this two ping pong rackets, you hit the tubes and
they produce sound.
Sound good.
Right now you're finishing one with the strings.
Yes, this is the instrument that I like more, and it's very difficult. I work very much in this instrument. I worked it 3 weeks, perhaps, and I like. Now I feel a few tired because 3 weeks with physical hard work and mental hard work, thinking about all the possibilities to improve the sound, and then I want to finish half strings, but it's totally different because thought for healing is a hexagon box. This hexagon box is on the hard wood, like a table. Yes, this is for the resonator. Then from the one top of the table, the strings go through from one corner of the table to the other side, but the strings go inside the hexagon box.
Inside.
Then inside there is a small holes to the strings through and go inside, and inside the box there is one bridge to connect in the sound strings with the box, with the resonator. Then one person will be sit on the box, and down all this will be one X, then all will can turn. Another people stay here, then when turn, play. And
but this one, if it's like a healing box, it would be built in the wall?
No, on the floor. These instruments also will has one box crystals with the 7 colors of chakras, because if you turn, you must see one point for not to get dizzy. Then inside into the box will be one candle, and you can change the color, the chakra you want to heal. You see the light and turn and feel the song of the strings.
You're coming from Spain, yes?
Yes.
So back at home you're also making the musical instruments?
I work in like a builder, but I am freelance and do different things with good. I am a therapian. I don't work with sound, only as a hobby. Only in that I do one therapy with sound. But now I do a few therapies.
Can you explain me, Karma, what kind of therapist he is?
Yeah. He has combined different things, different trainings he has received, and in one session he combines what's called quantic healing, which is a kind of amplified Reiki, to say it in an easy way.
You do that with the instruments?
No, he does that with the hands and the energy flow. But before that, he plays some music with the
tingshas,
you know, like bells, and also with overtoning. He sings also with overtone. Then he does this quantic healing with his hands, like Reiki. And at the end of the session, well, he also uses color cloth on the chakra that he feels that needs more healing. Okay, so the vibration of color helps with the healing. And at the very end of the session, he plays the transverse flute, which is his main instrument, and he connects to the person and kind of asks the music to be the healing media. You know, it's really nice. And he also uses scents from Egypt, the sacred scents for every chakra, so he kind of combines all of this. I've received some sessions with him, and it's really nice. I can tell.
The ideas for instruments...
can hear.
Even the hexagon box?
Yes, I see the bed box.
The healing bed.
Healing bed.
And I like, and I don't know why, but I imagine turn. Now I have a new ideas for instruments that turn again.
So you will make some more?
Oh, I haven't time. Perhaps another time.
So your time spent here was happy time?
I like very much, but I prefer play more instruments, because with this project I focus, and it's good. I learn much things, and now I prefer play some time. Only half an hour a
play
day.
Play music.
Some of the instruments are here, yeah?
Yes.
Can we hear them?
Yes.
Can you play with them?
Okay. Ping pong pipe.
That thing would be in the wall, yeah? And that would stick out.
Here.
What I like about these instruments is that they're easy to play. People like me who don't know how to play, we can still enjoy it.
It's
nice, huh?
Yeah.
Cosmic.
Karma, play with me.
Okay.
Now.
This is the chalaparta.
These things?
This is the bowls the people here use for the wheel, for construction. Smaller, sound better because it's different material. Mm-hmm. And his beta resonator.
Will be in the blue barrel.
Yes. And okay. This out.
And you play.
Play.
You were ever making this kind of instruments before?
No, never.
You never experiment for yourself?
In instruments, no.
No.
No. I worked with wood and other materials, but...
Doing furniture and mirrors, really nice things, but never instruments.
What is the thing you like the most in our...
Possible the nature. When the people told me that here no trees 40 years ago, or I don't know, oh, for me it's incredible. Now it's very, very green. Yes.
And which would be the thing that you didn't like the most?
Now I don't know the answer for this question.
What about you, Karma?
The most? What I like the most? Nature is one thing. Mostly the sky at night. I just love to look at the stars at night, you know. And also the huge quantity of opportunities. Yes. It's like, oh, my heart like, oh, opens when I think that there are so many things. And, you know, like experimenting, like this instrument or... It's like, oh, it's kind of a little bit of a dream, you know.
You have any idea what you don't like?
I don't know if it's what I don't like, but what I've had more difficulties with, it's been, again, nature. meaning that, like, for example, my relationship with animals, like rats or snakes, I was kind of freaked out a little bit at the beginning. Then I was able to relax, you know, but at the beginning it was kind of too much for me until I got used to it and just make peace with animals.
Where do you live in Spain, in town?
In a small town. And we also have like mouses and cockroaches and all this, you know, I mean, but somehow it got really... It was an issue for me for some days. Then it was okay, you know, but maybe that's the worst, if we could say so. Yeah.
Thank you very much, both.
Thank you.
Thank you.